Well, big picture, I think that, you know, we've been explosive on offense, and I think it shows up in numbers, but you feel it. You know, we have the ability in games to get yards in chunks. I think the one thing for me is the value of consistency for us in throughout four quarters of the game. You know, I feel like every game so far we've had a play, two, three, four here and there that have really hindered our kind of consistency on offense and our overall success on offense. So I think that's something we're really striving for, obviously heading into this game and into the second half of the season, that consistency regardless of the situation, whether it's a third down situation, red zone, goal line, whatever that may be, our consistency in what we're doing, why we're doing it, and then ultimately the execution of it.
And then following up on that, like you mentioned, you know, the on a per play basis, the offense is executing really well, you know, second in yards per play, fourth in rushing and passing yards per play. Is there a sense that you guys are just getting some bad breaks at key times, or just maybe you're not executing as well as you would like in some of the critical situations?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it can't be, you know, you create your own luck through your preparation. And, you know, whether or not the ball's bounced our way really is irrelevant. You know, we have to put ourselves in the best position to be successful. That starts in the meeting room, that goes right to the practice field, then ultimately it takes itself to the stadium on Sundays. And so, you know, it's our job as coaches to put these guys in the best position all week in preparation for the game so we can hand them the ball and let them go play and do their thing on Sunday. And so that's what we keep striving to do. That's the process we pride ourselves on, and we'll continue to do that. And, you know, at some point, maybe, you know, that dam will break, you know, and it's going to turn, and we might get some of those breaks. But we need to create those breaks on our own by doing what we need to do in our process.
How do you all count explosives? Is it 11 and 15 or 12 and 17?
15-yard pass, 12-yard run.
12-yard run.
Yeah.
So you know, you're like third or got 77 of those. How do y'all, add the short yardage, get cut out the penalties and drops or the physical things that kind of got you sputtering?
Well, I think that's the challenge, and that's what we continue to work on. And I think that's a credit to Dan in, you know, okay, this identifying where our issues are and then emphasizing those things and putting in the extra work in the short yardage, into the third down. You know, we emphasized the red area. We went 2 for 2 last week. So you get what you emphasize in our profession mostly, and so you emphasize something, you know, we expect to get results. And I think it'll show up in the short yardage situation. I think it'll show up in our penalties being reduced and then our abilities to make those key plays on those third downs, which is important to extend drives. You know, we can't always expect to hit 30, 40-yard plays. We're going to have to carve out these 10, 12-play drives. And to do that, you need to convert third downs.
And, you know, the short yardage look like y'all tried a little of everything. We're fussing about whether, you know, y'all throwing it first, then you ran it. I guess a lot is what they're presenting to you.
Right.
What you're going to do. Are you probing to find something there?
I think so. You know, I think I would agree. You know, I think at the end of the day, there's a lot of good plays you can run in every situation of football. And short yardage is obviously one of the situations that make up the whole game. And I think the challenge, as always, for coaches and for myself is there's the play and then there's the players. And I think that's the fine line of the design of the play, but making sure you're putting your players that can make those key plays in the right positions to do that. And so that's what we continue to strive to do. Short yardage is a great example of that. And we felt good about the plan going into the game. We felt good about the design. We felt good about what we saw. It didn't happen. And so we're back to the grind, back to work to ensure that when we get in those situations starting this Sunday, we feel really good about what we're doing. The players feel great about it. And we can go out and execute it.
And what do you see in Dallas's defense? You know, a lot of people are fixated with Lawrence, but Irvin's in there and Sean Lee on the weak side.
Well, they're a very physical front that has athleticism. I think it starts there. Both defensive ends are fantastic players. Irvin, the three technique's a really good player. Sean Lee at backer, you know, Jalen Smith, when he's spelling, he's starting to get healthy. So the speed and athleticism, they're a big movement front. You know, they're slanting and moving quite a bit, which can create some issues there. And they're really well coached. Rob Marinelli's been doing this a long time and have a great deal of respect for him. So we've got our work cut out for us. It's been a good week of work up to this point. I really thought today was probably one of our better practices of the year. So looking forward to checking out the tape.
And Julio, you know, he's just read a movie pass last week. You know, this happens. What are you? Did you say stuff to him, or you just encourage him, or just kind of let him go? He's gonna make some plays.
Julio's made and will continue to make, you know, more plays than we all probably could imagine. So, hey, he's human. It's okay. Physical errors are physical errors, and you move on. But that guy's work ethic, his professionalism, his leadership is undeniable. And he's going to get plenty more opportunities this year to show exactly what he's all about.